If you love Star Wars and love the excitement of chasing your favorite Star Wars collectibles, the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting app from Topps is for you. Collect and trade with friends new and old through the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting app from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is... Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
At last! Where have you been?
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Hi, this is Joe Taylor, winner of Coffee with Kenobi's 2016 Summer Patreon Coffee Chat, and you're listening to Coffee with Kenobi with Dan Z and Corey Club. This is the podcast you're looking for.
On this special coffee chat, we welcome Joe Taylor. Joe is a blogger for Coffee with Kenobi and a good friend to us for many years. Joe has been on Rebels Reactions multiple times and is the winner of our Summer Coffee with Kenobi Patreon Coffee Chat. We're happy to have him on for another cup of coffee. Welcome back, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, it's great to have you on. As our listeners know, we have our Patreon twice a year. We do our either summer or winter coffee chat. And obviously, this is the summer since we're releasing this in July. And Joe has been a very gracious contributor and as well as a good friend. And we put all the names and all the entries in a hat, and Joe came out. So we're excited to have you on for the third coffee chat through this. And it's really, really cool. And Joe, so as you know how this works, Corey and I are here, and it is your show. You ask the questions. You came up with a great concept, and we are ready to follow your lead, my friend.
So we've heard recently a lot about the Star Wars fan community being involved in various different charities and such as a Force for Change campaigns that they had in the past year or so, mm-hmm. and also the Force for Daniel, the terminal cancer patient that passed away before The Force Awakens came out, right. and the campaign to get the movie to be shown for him to see the movie before he passed away, which it turns out that he did see it fairly soon before he passed away. So he was able to get that. So my question for Dan and Corey is, for how has the fan community helped you guys?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. And there are various degrees of this, I guess. For me, I've always been overwhelmed by the generosity of Star Wars fans, and it's not always financial. Sometimes it's just a card or a letter or an email or a text or just something to kind of lift your spirits or to show you that people are thinking about you. The biggest one for me, and Joe and I and Corey are members of Geeks Helping Geeks, which we've talked about mm-hmm. many times on this show, but it's basically a community of people from all around the world. And at its core, what it started out as, if Joe couldn't find an R2 figure, because Joe loves R2, and rightfully so, then he would put it out on the Geeks Helping Geeks, and he would say, hey, I need R2-D2. Can anybody find him? I can't find him in my area. So we'd go out, and if anybody found it, they would buy it and respond on the message board, or now it's on Facebook, and send it to him, and then he would just PayPal us back. And that's how we did it. And I had a lot of figures, especially the Macquarie Star Wars figures from about 10 years ago or so. I think that's right. Does that sound right? 10 years ago?
2007.
Yeah, good call. See, this is why he won, Corey. He's got this down.
He's got it on, yeah.
So that was how it first sort of happened for me. But when it really, really touched me the most is when I got married in 2013 at San Diego Comic-Con. They had an exclusive where they had one figure from each of the six existing films. And the entire case was like in a carbonite, in the Bespin Cloud City chamber. I opened up, I got a package one day in the mail, and it was from everybody in Geeks Helping Geeks. Everybody signed it, everyone contributed, and they mailed this to me for a wedding present. And I was just so overwhelmed with the generosity and kindness of that. I mean, that may just seem like a small thing to some people, but the fact that you guys spent so much time and planned it and did all that work just for me. And at the time, I hadn't met any of you face-to-face except for Melinda and Lisa. So it was really, really something else.
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, for my fandom, as far as the community, it's kind of been different for me, I guess. I haven't been real close to a lot of people online, you know, pre-Coffee with Kenobi. And then kind of getting into, you know, like Dan said, Geeks Helping Geeks, and just meeting people and such and making good friends with folks like Jeff McGee and other friends of the show. It's cool to see, you know, not only people like send me stuff, I guess, but, you know, our good friend Melinda, you mentioned, Dan, has sent stuff to my kids, which yeah. It totally unexpected and totally gracious, and they get a blast of it. I mean, they're just young fans, and she's going out of her way, just sharing out of, you know, her own goodwill and just passing along the fandom of Star Wars itself, you know, whether it be, you know, something simple or like Dan said, or a card, like a greeting card during holidays or something. It's cool to see that kind of stuff in the community. And I've seen other places too. You know, Dan was, this story kind of sticks with me. It's kind of funny, but Dan had found a vintage paper cup at Celebration Anaheim. We happened to be staying at my uncle's house during that time, and my uncle was gracious enough, just, oh yeah, I'll mail it out for you, no big problem. You know, it's just kind of helping him out in a sense, but it's just
the
like
Dixie cups. Yeah.
Dixie cups.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like, it's those small little things that like, it may sound dumb to some people, like, oh, it's just a collector, you know, or whatever. And he was very good about wrapping up very nice and such, but it was just like those small little details, really contribute to fans, you know, friendships, the longevity, and that can make, that's what builds memories, I think, too.
Yep.
Definitely for me, I've built a lot of memories off some stuff like that and get receiving things yet also giving things out. I enjoy saying things out as well. It's a great way to enjoy fandom and, you know, build relationships.
Yep.
And Joe, you've got some pretty cool stuff that I think would be awesome for you to share too.
Well, last year, last February in 2015, I had a massive stroke and was in the hospital from February to September. And in that time, a group from the Coffee with Kenobi bloggers and the Geeks Up and Geeks sent me this R2-D2 Star Wars Weekends Sorcerer Mickey poster, and everybody signed it. And when I got it, I hadn't opened it. And then one of the members we were messaging back and forth. I said, hey, I got this poster. He's like, yeah, it took us about 3 months, I think he said it was, to get it all around the country. I'm like, 3 months? So, and that's when I opened it. And when I opened it, I was just shocked. I think we had about 30 people signed it, 30 signatures. I think we counted.
That sounds right. When you got it, were you completely like, wow, where did this come from? Were you completely stunned?
I was completely stunned because I got it when I was in one of my hospital stays. So my mom brought it for me. She brought it in the poster tube, and I just left it in the tube, and I'm like, okay, they just had the sticker of the poster of what it looked like on the side of the tubes. I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's an R2-D2 Disney poster. Little did I know that it was signed by so many people.
If you are a huge Star Wars fan, and let's face it, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. And if you love collecting Star Wars, the Star Wars Card Trader app from Topps is for you.
The best part, the Star Wars Card Trader app features incredible images from the original trilogy, the prequels, the Clone Wars, Rebels, and The Force Awakens. Every era you love is included on the app.
It's easy and a lot of fun, too. Beloved characters, key scenes, and unforgettable moments are in every pack. Open the app every day and get free credits to spend on card packs from the Cantina, trade with your friends, and make new ones along the way as you continue to add to your Star Wars collection. And it's all free.
The variety makes it fun, too. So chase what you love. Some of the latest packs include poster series, classic comic book series, helmet variety packs, and so much more. There are even exclusive cards you can get by completing sets, as well as special inserts and even autograph opportunities. Don't worry about missing the cards you love either. As you sign up for notifications right on the app.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting app from Topps can be downloaded for free from iTunes or Google Play. Be sure to download the app and start your collection today.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader app from Topps is available now. And remember, these are the cards you're looking for.
It was the R2 that's, it's like the projection. R2 is projecting like Mickey Mouse, similar to Princess Leia in A New Hope, right?
Yeah.
The neat thing about that, I mean, for us was, Corey, I'm sure you remember as well, this was a celebration in Anaheim. It had been making the rounds, and we mapped out where it was going to go. And really, this was like, started with Troy Metzler and Deej and Melinda and Lisa and everybody just sending it around. And we reached a point where we thought, you know what? A lot of us are going to be at Celebration. Why don't we just, someone bring it to Celebration? I think Pam brought it to Celebration. And we all signed it in front of that fountain, right in front of the convention center. And we were so excited. And I think you got it a few weeks after that. It was really cool because we got to see it. Yeah. It was really, really fun. Really, really fun. And honestly, that's like the least we can do. You've done so much, and you're so kind and always so generous, and you've always been such a good friend to so many people in fandom, and you've got a lot of other great stories too to share.
Yeah, well, in 2008, my brother suddenly passed away, and I remember the day that I found out pretty vividly, like most things like that happen. And I remember putting a post on the old Hyperspace blogs saying I don't have much details, but my brother passed away, and just a bunch of the comments that people I didn't even know were making at that time. I was getting the notifications on my drive down to where he lived on my phone, and then just being able to read those when I got down there just kind of helped me get through that weekend. And then getting back, there was a bunch of cards people had sent me, just condolences type things, thinking of you. And then I get cards from Melinda at least once a week, just saying how I'm doing, saying she's thinking about me in her writer's script. So that makes it kind of fun.
She, and for those of you listening who don't know who immediately when we say Melinda, but you do know, it's Melinda Wells. She's our featured blogger, posts on the 15th and 30th of every month on our website. And she watches over us and she takes care of us.
Yep.
She's always quick with a handwritten note or a smile or a gift for anybody, like Corey said, just for the family or just anything. And you just never know what she's going to do. But she's very kind, as everyone in the community that we've met. And it doesn't surprise me, Joe, that she did that.
There was a campaign to have Daniel Fleetwood, terminal cancer fan that passed away, who wanted to see The Force Awakens before it hits theaters, because he was probably not going to be alive when it hit theaters. That was a hashtag first for Daniel that was making the rounds on Twitter. This happened about roughly around November of 2015. It's November of last year, right about the time when he was making the rounds on social media. But I remember that specifically that hashtag.
I remember that vividly when making the rounds, like you said, Joe, and news media and social media and such. And kind of one of those things that you think, you know, it's such a great sentimental value to, you know, we always talk about Star Wars coming out after so long, and a brand new film, of course, obviously was a huge thing from last year, and definitely was a heartfelt motion towards J.J. Abrams, and they responded with in kind to give him a chance to check it out. I think something like that, it was always so unique, you know, it's a connection piece that it shows you how far fandom goes within, you know, Hollywood in a sense too. We read, yep, a lot of stories of actors visiting folks in hospital rooms and making the tropes around and visiting folks who might not be able to get out and see films or our kids who are looking to, you know, are big fans of films or actors and such. And, for Lucasfilm and J.J. Abrams to kind of grant this for him was very special indeed.
I know Mark Hamill and John Boyega were behind it too.
Oh, that's
cool.
They
kind of encouraged JJ and Kathleen to do that. I'm wondering how much of the fans' involvement was involved in the decision too.
Was it a petition, right? An online petition?
Yeah.
That kind of got the ball rolling on this. Is that sound right, Joe?
Yeah. I think it was a,
because for it to reach Mark Hamill and John Boyega and then JJ Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy, that just shows you how powerful and how dedicated this community is,
yep,
for the greater good, really.
It also shows the connection of social media, too. I mean, this day and age where we can instantly make a, you know, a click or type out a message to, you know, really anybody at a moment's notice and get their attention to broaden horizons on, you know, like you said, you mentioned Force for Change was a big deal. And of course, this campaign as well. I mean, it's so cool to be able to connect directly to the actors themselves or producers and whatnot and interact with them and be able to touch them in some level.
Yep.
And then, Joe, tell us about the Force for Change, too.
Force for Change was like a donation program that you could donate a certain amount of money and then certain number of donations. You put your name in a drawing to be an extra on The Force Awakens. That was the first one.
Right.
The next one, I'm not sure what the next, I can't remember what the next one is.
The next one was kind of it was the next one where they kind of just did, every week there was a certain prize, a certain incentive, and you basically started your own thing on your own page or your own fundraiser.
You could
support a lot of different things. Like Coffee with Kenobi did Make a Wish, and we made a couple hundred dollars for Make a Wish. We're pretty happy about that. And just again, reinforces the fact that this is more than lightsabers and the Force and good versus evil. This is more about caring about people and doing what you can through thoughts, through prayer, through your finances, whatever the case may be. And it's always very, very amazing. And you know, it's not like you don't, the first Force for Change, however much money you contributed was, you could get a digital badge or you could get a t-shirt. And there was like autographed helmets and movie props and posters and quite a bit of incredible things. So really a tremendous amount of fun if you think about the fact that they are doing this and you get cool stuff back. Like I know that like certain guys online I saw would have the t-shirts and things like that. I had all the digital badges, which I thought was cool. But there, it's really cool that you can get people, you give a certain amount and you get things in return. But the fact that you could be an extra in The Force Awakens, or you could go to Lucasfilm, or, you know, there's just different things that they did. I believe they gave away autograph by the entire cast, The Force Awakens Blu-ray. There was a Rogue One Stormtrooper helmet that was signed by their cast. And there was stuff every single week. Obviously, we're biased, but Star Wars is very novel in that respect. There are other fandoms that have a great history behind them and a real love and passion for each other and for what they love. But there's something about Star Wars that just kind of takes it to another level.
Yeah, there is. What do you think that is?
I don't know. I was going to ask you the same thing. Corey, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I was sitting here thinking, you know, it's we talk about the community. You mentioned hyperspace. It's just that community, you know, that was pre-social media. That was pre-Facebook and such. That was a community there, too. I mean, like we talk about, you know, the dark times and such and having too much to cling to. There's definitely Star Wars has a community that is really unlike any other, I think. I guess, like I said, I'm biased, but it's essentially, you know, a way to reach out to folks that are like-minded or picking each other up when they're down. And it's a way just to connect on a real-life scale. Like you said, Dan, it's beyond the lightsabers and blasters and whatnot. But you can connect to folks in a way that is unique to your fandom. And, you know, like you said, there's other fandoms that do this too, but I think this is just on a global scale. It's something that it's really kind of hard to describe, to be able to put into words almost sometimes. I mean, I'm always astounded by the folks that we get to speak to that are across the globe and such and just enjoy their fandom and their perspective on things. And sometimes you can kind of get stuck in your own little rut, day-to-day rut, and be, you know, just doing that and not understand the fact that there's, you know, there's more out there to be involved in and such. And I would, I guess, encourage folks to reach out and kind of expand the horizon, get connected with a group or get in touch with other folks that are like-minded as you are. As, you know, like we talked about, like, you know, 501st is a big group too. They do a lot of charity work. They do a wonderful little parts, you know, presentations and such. And a lot of that is just, you know, by the good of their, just the way their association works. So it's stuff like that that's really mesmerizing, I guess, and by this magnitude.
Joe, what do you think about that?
Getting to know, like Corey said, like-minded individuals who have a common love for a franchise. I mean, if you look at Star Wars as a good example, Star Trek's another example.
And I remember there were lots of, when the Phantom Menace came out, that it particularly stands out. But there are always things on late night talk shows where there would be people who weren't necessarily connected to fandom, but would have a good time in making fun of people who were in fandom and their passions. And I think that that has kind of died down recently. Not only was The Force Awakens the most popular domestic grossing financial film of all time, I also think too that people see that this is more than just about a movie. I mean, it's everywhere. It's so much a part of our culture, as we've said so many different times. And the fact that Star Wars does things for people, like you guys brought up the 501st. And if you've ever read Chris Taylor's How Star Wars Conquered the Universe, you see the history of the 501st, which is on public domain anyway on the web. But it's pretty neat that it all started out of a love for Star Wars, but then they just wanted to give. And when I've worked with the 501st a number of times, and we have Corey for your son's birthday party or Star Wars Reads Day, all kinds of stuff, movie premieres. And they never accept money. They say, give it to the charity. You can put it on our behalf if you want to, but it's always about that. And there's never even a hint of anything but complete selflessness.
Sure.
Right. And that's so inspiring to me.
Well, I think that's cool too. You made a good mention, Dan, about, I remember an instance where we had him over for my son's birthday party a few years back. It was kind of one of our first shows. And I'm just enamored. My son still talks about that. And there was a little girl we had at the party that was a little bit frightened at first. And one of the gals that was dressed up, she removed her mask, got down on one knee and kind of spoke to her in a soft tone and was kind of saying, you know, hey, we're just having fun. Just make believe. It's not, we're just here to, you know, have a good time. And she kind of calmed down and such. It was just that attitude was glowing. And just a real representation of the group itself. I think it's something to say that, I've heard so many stories of that as well for that group and a lot of other groups, Rebel Legions and such like that. And they just have a presence, of making a good stamp on the franchise itself.
Star Wars has had such an impact on all of our lives. Mm-hmm. And why would we vlog about it?
Right.
Have a podcast devoted to Star Wars if it didn't have such an impact on all of our lives, in most aspects of our lives. So,
yeah, exactly. I think the other interesting aspect too is that maybe you can speak to this, Joe, a little bit. I was thinking about this. Maybe give your perspective on folks that are maybe in need of maybe reaching out or are looking to get a hold of, they have a need that needs to be met, or maybe they just are looking to get connected, I guess. Maybe kind of tell how you got connected with your fandom and reaching out and maybe feeling the strength to do that in that aspect.
Well, I got connected through the hyperspace blogs with a group of us that just developed a relationship, friendship, and then meeting at Celebration 4 in LA, meeting together, the meet and greet, kind of all, and then hanging out. The convention kind of solidified all that, and since then we've developed some very very close friendships with each other. Consider you guys part of my family.
Oh wow!
Absolutely. Group part of my family, to where I feel comfortable sharing stuff like that and sharing what I'm going through.
Yeah, I mean, I'd add to that too a little bit, saying that I would feel if folks are listening that they would feel that they could speak up in the community, and certainly be heard. I would hope so that they would have someone to connect to if they're in need of something, that the community could kind of rise up and help them along too. They would feel empowered to do that. Dan, any thoughts on your end?
Well, yeah, when Joe mentioned the hyperspace blogs, I remember that. That's how I met Joe.
Oh, cool.
That's how Geeks Helping Geeks are. We started out with the hyperspace blogs, and after a while, we just all started kind of posting on the same stuff, the same ideas, and then I think we went to MySpace, didn't we, Joe? And then we had our own little blog.
We started on MySpace, then we had our own chat group.
Yeah, for a long time, our own message boards. And it was huge.
I still have, when I posted about my brother, I still have all the comments on the post. I copied all those and saved them. I'll read through them every once in a while.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when your brother passed away. I remember reading about that. I remember seeing everyone reach out to you. I remember talking to you, and I remember admiring your strength and the fact that you were able to take something like Star Wars and bring people into it and just sort of open up. And I hope it helped with healing.
It did. I would get like email notifications and when someone would comment on that post, and I would get them in my phone, and the whole drive down to the valley where he lived, I would get those notifications. I would periodically pick up my phone and while I'm sitting in traffic waiting to go somewhere, read them. It definitely helped. It helped get me through that weekend.
What kind of Star Wars fan was your brother?
He wasn't much of a fan. He was kind of like me at the time. He was more of a fan of sports, whereas I was a fan of Star Wars. But he liked the movies, but he wasn't as crazy about them as I am.
Because I know so. you're a huge R2-D2 fan. Tell us about that. Like, what draws you to R2? And how does he relate to all of this?
R2 just, I think, is the hero of the entire saga, more so than Luke or any of the other characters, just because he was around in all six of them and knows what's going on and kind of stays quiet. He's not vocal about anything. When I have a meme on my that has says R2 knows everything but says nothing.
It's true, except a C-3PO.
Yes, well, C-3PO doesn't know anything but says everything.
I never thought about it that way, but that's pretty funny. You know how when Lucas talks about the background of Star Wars and how the droids were inspired through classic cinema and how they basically are there to – they're the storytellers. They're the storytellers. Yep. And how did you feel about R2's role in The Force Awakens? Because it was definitely a little bit different.
I was happy that he eventually got involved, that he ended up having the piece of the map that he didn't download when he was plugged into the Death Star. But I mean, I was just bummed that he wasn't around through the entire show. You just had to be the soccer ball, BB-8.
Did you guys see that they sold a BB-8 soccer ball at Celebration?
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
I didn't see that.
It is perfect. It's just a soccer ball within the BB-8 colors. I've always thought it would be cool. And Joe Fiverr won the lottery. I'll find that sideshow 1-1 scale R2-D2 and we'll send it to you.
There you go.
I have to win the lottery first, but you never know.
Yeah, so do I.
It's pretty unlikely that it will happen, but it would be pretty cool. What else would you like to talk about on your coffee chat since this is your time?
That was pretty much it. Just kind of our thoughts on all the fan community of us getting together and meeting everybody, either in person, like at celebrations, or online, and sharing our thoughts and our common love of Star Wars.
And I like that you said it's like family, because I think we'll be friends for life, because there's not only there that it's just a little thing. You get to know someone through a common interest, and then you get to know the people. And Joe, you're certainly one worth getting to know. And you, as I said before, you've been so great to us and great to fandom. And where can people reach out to you if they want to ask you a question or just say hello to you?
Well, my Twitter account, which I'm not on Twitter that often, is joe2d2_joe. And then you can email me at joe2@coffeewithkenobi.com. And my monthly blogs drop on the 7th of each month.
That's right.
I can remember to do them.
Can you give us kind of a hint about what's to come from you in your blogs over the next few months?
But the next one is going to be my thoughts on all of the news for Rogue One, including the cast breakdowns and the character breakdowns and the cast and who's starring as who, and all of the stuff that's been released lately, the trailers, the teaser stuff, the poster, which I love that poster of the Death Star in the sky.
Great, isn't it?
Yep. It's really slick. Yeah, really slick. It's really fun. Well, Joe, thank you again for being on the show and for being a Patreon contributor and supporting us. And you won the big coffee chat. So we're looking forward to seeing who is going to be a part of our winter coffee chat, which will be here before you know it. And how it works is basically you you can see through our website and through Twitter and things like that, that we have our Patreon page and people contribute monthly. And those contributions go to a lot of stuff. It helps with our equipment. It helps with travel, helps pay for the show every month because there are more expenses that go into it than you might initially expect. And it's certainly a labor of love, but anything that happens helps us to give back more. And what we are all about is giving people a voice in fandom, because so many people have so many great things to say, insightful things to say, passionate things to say about Star Wars. And Joe, you're certainly one of the greats. So we appreciate so much having you on. And
thanks, Dan.
You bet. Have a great evening. We look forward to chatting with you soon.
Yep. It's been fun. See you guys.
Chewie, get us out of here.
If you would like to respond to our question of the show, have a comment, or just want to say hello, send us an email or MP3 at feedback@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or if you have a specific question or comment for either of us individually, email us at danz@coffeewithkenobi.com or coreyc@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or visit us at coffeewithkenobi.com and click on the Contact Us section or comment on one of the stories featured on the site. If you enjoy the show, please write a review in iTunes or Stitcher. You can also like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeewithkenobi, as well as keep up to date at our Twitter feed @coffeewithkenobi. You can also find us on Tumblr at coffeewithkenobi.tumblr.com. We enjoy the jazz music. The album is Eye to Eye by Steve Torak.
Give the evacuation code signal.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along.
If you love Star Wars and love the excitement of chasing your favorite Star Wars collectibles, the Star Wars Digital Card Trader collecting app from Topps is for you. Download the free app from iTunes or Google Play and collect your favorite images from the classic 1977 Star Wars cards to Clone Wars, Star Wars Rebels, The Force Awakens, and much more. Collect and trade with friends new and old through the Star Wars Digital Card Trader collecting app from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.